This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
There is a 13-year-old roller coaster sitting alongside I-95 in Florida, and it has to go away by the end of May. The Dania Beach Hurricane was a passion project for a group of investors, but the Great Recession caused a drop in ridership that bankrupted the coaster. Now the investors are trying to give the thing away, but as Kenny Malone reports from WLRN, nobody wants it.
Allison, are you up there?
Oh my gosh, I hadn't realized how high this is.
To demonstrate how high the Dania Beach Hurricane is, attorney Allison Goodwin has climbed all the way to the top. For an audible demonstration, she holds a plastic jug with loose change over the railing.
All right, ready?
Ready!
She drops the jug.
1-1,000, 2-1,000, 3-1,000, 4.
That was very close to hitting me.
That was very close to hitting me!
Allison Goodwin helped investors build the largest wooden roller coaster in Florida.
So the idea that it's coming down and going to go rot somewhere is just such a waste. I mean, it actually makes me sick to my stomach.
And so Goodwin and the investors are trying to give the entire roller coaster to charity. Obviously, there's the benefit of the tax write-off, but the theory is that all that wood could be very valuable for the right organization.
In theory, yes.
Perry Ecton runs Habitat for Humanity of Broward County. Ecton considered accepting the donation, but the problem was taking the coaster down. He says most of Habitat's workers are community volunteers.
I'm thinking of an OSHA safety crew coming by, and you get your local school teacher or lawyer hanging with harnesses upside down. It scared me more than it was worth.
As it turns out, sometimes you need to look a gift horse in the mouth, where you'll find the complications. Kate Gedge is with the Boston Foundation, which received hundreds of pieces of very expensive pottery. But selling everything at once would flood the high-end pottery market, so the foundation had to pay for storage now to get the best value later.
But you have to be able to handle that and think long-term and not need to convert the materials to cash right away to fund your operations.
And in case you're wondering if the Boston Foundation was interested in a wooden roller coaster?
No, I don't think so. Thanks.
In Miami, I'm Kenny Malone for Marketplace.